You're listening to Vatican Radio. One of the new media projects making waves at World Youth Day in Rio de Janeiro is MAGIS, a program run by young Brazilian Jesuits in collaboration with the innovative US-based website The Jesuit Post. The head of Vatican Radio's English program, Sean Patrick Lovett, sat down with Father Sam Sawyer, assistant editor of The Jesuit Post, to find out the secret of its success and what it's like to follow the first Jesuit pope in the history of the Church.
The Jesuit Post is a website and social media project. We're about a year and a half old now, an initiative of young Jesuits in the United States, all men in formation. And what we try to do is connect faith and pop culture, faith and current events, and offer people a glimpse of what the world looks like seen through the eyes both of the young, but also of the young who are formed in the life of the Church. And the claim we're making, what we're trying to say with our website, with our Facebook page, with our Twitter feed, is that the world actually gets bigger and more interesting through the eyes of faith, not smaller and more constrained.
And that's what the world looks like through the eyes of young people formed in the
formed
life of faith?
By the Jesuit tradition, formed by the life of the Church.
It's a bigger place.
Bigger, more interesting, more alive, more joyful.
It almost makes one want to be a Jesuit, doesn't it?
We've seen that effect a couple times. We hope it continues.
What's it like following a Jesuit pope?
It's been fascinating. We had a coverage plan in place at the website after Benedict announced that he was going to resign, and we were ready for the conclave to finish and the election. We had no idea. I've told everyone that Jesuits are more surprised than anyone else at the existence of a Jesuit pope. So it's been fascinating to watch him. It's been fascinating for us to get to see through the lens of Jesuit formation. We recognize some of his ways of, we say way of proceeding, but his way of being attentive to people and in conversation with people. It seems very Jesuit to us. It's hard to capture in words, but it is recognizable. And I think particularly the focus on the authenticity of the lived relationship with God that comes through so vibrantly in everything that he's been doing, that the conversion of life and the fact that he's given himself entirely over to God makes him free, you know, free to change his schedule and free to get down off the Pope Mobile and go into the crowds and start hugging people. And that kind of freedom is what we're called to as Jesuits, what our superiors are asking us to reach for and to be formed for. And in Francis, we see it, I think, in full flower.
Not only as a Jesuit, but as a young person yourself and as a journalist, you've spent, a week you've been here in Brazil already?
Close to two now.
Close on 2 weeks. What have you seen? What are the expectations of the young people?
Well, we've been spending a lot of time with almost 2,000 pilgrims, 200 from the United States, connected with Jesuit universities and Jesuit parishes from all over the world at this program called MAGIS that the Brazilian Jesuits have sponsored in advance of World Youth Day. And we see a lot of interest, a lot of engagement. There seems to be a kind of new hope, a liveliness to the way that the young people are looking towards Pope Francis's arrival. He's arrived now. But a liveliness, an excitement, the sense that he's making life in the Church interesting and believable again, maybe in a way that it hadn't been quite as believable. And he's giving it that new life. And there seems to be great engagement, great hope, I would say.
What
hope
are young people looking for, Father Sam?
Well, actually, this is something we've had a chance to talk about on the Jesuit Post recently in response, actually, to...
Give us your address.
TheJesuitPost.org, very easy to find, or just Google us. During the days of MAGIS, the opening gathering in Salvador with the Superior General of the Jesuits, Father Adolfo Nicolás, he had a conversation with young people. And one of the things we saw there was that there was a desire... The young people themselves were asking, what do we say to our friends who don't feel that the Church is for them or who don't see any interest in the Church? And the challenge he offered there to them, he said, have we offered them, we have to ask ourselves when we see that happening in the young, have we offered them what is most profound from the gospel? And I would say what I walked away from those 3 days in Salvador with and from the week and more that I've spent with the young pilgrims at MAGIS is they're actually asking for a more vibrant gospel. They're not asking for less religion. They're not asking for necessarily changes in doctrine or for the Church to become something different than what the Church is. They're asking us to live the faith we're proclaiming. They're asking us to show them that the faith we're offering to them can be lived joyfully and can be lived well. And they see that in Pope Francis, which is, I think, why he's so attractive.